Hi guys, welcome back to Pillow Talk.
Stay in conversation too long.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like, I can lay on my side and it's calm because I'm laying on my side.
I just feel like I'm a big girl, so automatically I'm lazy. I can't. Like, unless, yeah, I have that attraction for you, I'm not going to be doing too much. I can't. The most I'll do is, like, when, you know, you're doing the back shots, I'll throw it back once or twice to be like, hey.
All I know is throwing it, I'm good at throwing it.
I'm good at...
When you hear that...
Yeah!
No.
You know what time it is, honey.
You know you're doing it good. That mac and cheese sound.
It's not even the mac and cheese sound. It's when you throw it back and then you hear.
Or there's like a little giggle like.
Nah. That's...
Like, I know I'm throwing it good when I hear the little giggle.
It's like, rah.
I'm like, oh, okay. But then it's.
Oh, or the. Oh, shit.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm just like.
Or them ones when you get a little like tap on the back.
Yeah.
You keep going, girl.
And then you look back and you're like, you like that?
This is mad. This is actually mad.
It's sad.
Nah, but then I have to admit sometimes I can be lazy though. Sometimes I'll just lay there and be like, just do whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm just there like, oh.
No, but you know what? I feel like there's certain times, like I'm a very sexual person. Like I would say, being in a relationship with me, I would think sex cures everything, even if it doesn't.
I'm upset. Can I have dick?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Can I
no,
have
I'm not gonna lie, that's actually it.
True.
Like I would just like I'll be like, my ice cream's finished.
Can I have this? I'm feeling a bit cold.
Yeah.
Can you keep me warm?
Yeah.
Stick it in.
No, exactly. That's actually me. I'll just be like, you know what? Yeah, like, I was just here and I was just thinking and I was like, oh my God, Maria, you're eating your last ice cream. And then he'll be like, oh. You need more ice cream? Yeah, I need more ice cream. Can you bring it? Like, oh, okay.
What? Did you run out of ice cream today? Can I have some ice cream? Look at you females.
I ran out of ice cream weekly.
Like I said, weekly.
If I could daily, but people work.
My girl said, but people work.
You know?
You can use like a different thing. It doesn't have to be ice cream.
What?
Come, I want to see you.
I say that sometimes as well, but you have to juice it up. You can't just be like, come, I want to see you 24/7.
Yeah, I want to see you 24/7. That's why I'm always telling you, come and see me.
Yeah, but the person gets frustrated as well, man. You can't
come
just
and
be
see
telling
me so
someone.
We can come together.
That's a small one. That's
I'm
a
actually
one.
Too funny.
It's no, that's one, a smart it? One.
Let me write that in my notes. What did I say again?
Come and see me so we can come together.
You know what's sad? You know what actually sometimes...
Can you write it before you forget?
Yeah, I'm writing it. Sometimes what makes me sad is because now that we live together, I can't be like... I can't come and send come over because you're literally laying there next to me.
Just be like, touch me now. Like, I think it's...
Or like,
or go in the bathroom.
What? Come
and just be
you.
Like, come join me. Or sit on the counter and just be like, hey, daddy.
No, it's just weird. Cause it's like different things that you like. I'll be like, oh, come see me, or you
I'm
know,
bored. I'm lonely.
Bored,
I'm hungry.
I'll just be like, come see me.
I just feel like I'm very awkward. Like, I'm very awkward when it comes to certain things. You know, like, someone once told me, yeah. Must have told this guy that I love him. He was like, you love me? I was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah. He goes, what? I was like, yeah, I love you.
I think it's because you, like, you don't show it.
I feel it though.
You
like,
feel
it's in my heart.
You feel it. It's in your heart, but you need to show
so
it.
So it's like, when I told him, he was like, you don't love me.
Yeah, because you never showed it.
I was like, wait, what do you mean I don't love you? I love you. What are you talking about? Like, we had a full-on argument about me loving him. I was like, I love you. From this day, I loved you. Da-da-da. He was like, you are... Tell me a joke. Because I do play, like, these pranks sometimes. Where I just tell people
go
I
away.
Love. But it's like...
Or you come and tell them the most randomest shit.
Yeah.
To confuse their brains.
So then, obviously, he was just like, you can't love me. I was just there like, but I do. You can't tell me how to think.
No, but I just feel like it was them ones. It's like, okay, cool. You know that you love him.
Yeah.
But you weren't showing that you loved him. So it was kind of like, in your heart, you know, you're like,
I'm a man, like,
I love you.
I'm not a man, but I have, like, I'm a mandem, if that makes sense. Like, if I actually tell you something, I really mean it.
Mm.
I just, I'm not.
You can't express it.
Yeah. Or I will do certain things that will show you that I like you.
I feel like you need to just express it a bit
more. Yeah, but what's expressing it? Because if it's taking people out, I do that. If it's, like, you know, buying present, I don't do that, actually. But I could.
I mean, let's take away, like, the materialistic stuff and just, like, I don't know, maybe, like, just...
Suck dick, bro.
No! Suck dick, bro. No, maybe,
exactly.
Like, one of these days...
Maybe
just,
it's because,
like,
of the way I talk.
Maybe.
I have this... Like, I end a lot of sentences with bro. So people, like, they take it too personal and be like, rah, she can't love me. She called me bro.
Yeah, maybe it's just the way, like, you speak to the nigga. Maybe speak to him in a more, like, seductive, more like...
I do.
Oh, you know? Oh.
Just be like, you look nice today.
But then, yet again, everyone says I'm basically a mandem as well, so don't come to me for advice.
Yeah, but
we need
I just...
a girly girl.
Yeah, man.
To tell us
we don't have
you're
that.
Doing wrong.
Yeah, but we don't have that.
We actually do.
Our friendship group is actually fucked.
Do.
We don't have that.
I just deep
and the only the person
mandem.
Exactly, and the person that tries, she forgets sometimes.
That's actually I'm deep in it.
No, because literally, I feel like every time we call each other to complain about a guy, it's like. This nigga started crying, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's how most conversations are. Like, I was looking at him and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? If you cry, I'm leaving, you know? Like, why are you crying?
No, I deeped it, though. We're actually useless as females. Well, when it comes to, like, emotions and stuff.
Yeah. No, like, I feel like we're trying, though.
I mean...
I feel like we're trying. There's some of us that... Okay, cool. Even if I told that guy that I love him, come on, man. I liked him. I just, you know, wanted him to feel comfortable.
I feel like I'm being indirect to that.
What do you mean?
Because you said sometimes we just tell guys we love them, but we actually don't.
No. It's not even that. In my, like, I felt I cared a lot for him.
But not...
Like, I loved him much. To a point where... Yeah. I wouldn't die for him, no.
No. I don't even think I'll cross the road.
Like, like, it's not them ones that I would die for him, but if anything was to happen to him, I'd like, I'll be sad and I'll cry.
But it's like, it's not love as in love. It's love as in friendship.
I'll have love for you.
Yeah, it's like
friendship type of thing,
love.
Yeah. But then it's like... it's a crazy one. Nah, yeah. What I was saying is I feel like some of us don't know how to love. I can say I don't.
Oh, true.
And like I'm learning.
Along the way. Yeah.
But it gets hard sometimes because it's like you find someone and you're like, okay, cool, he might be it.
Mm.
So you like open yourself up to the person and you're just like, yeah. You know what? I'm actually feeling him. Like, yeah, la di da di da. You're like, yeah, man. Done the background checks. He's legit.
Done the CRBs.
Yeah, and you're there thinking like he's 100. Like, he's all in, and then next thing you know, it's either you just lose attraction towards the person. And I feel like, you know what's mad, yeah?
What?
I feel like I'm a very toxic person.
I feel like everyone has a bit of toxicness.
Because if you don't, it's mad to say, but if you're not bringing a bit of crazy in me,
then we can't run.
We can't run.
Yeah.
I need to know that I can get to a point where if I'm fighting you, I'm still going to love you.
Yes.
Or, you know, I don't know what love is. I can't lie, though.
Mate, I was literally just going to say that when I said I feel like. I was literally going to say I feel like we don't know exactly what love is.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Just say
we
love.
Yeah.
We don't.
It's a feeling in our heart. You know what? It's not even a feeling in our heart. It's Disney Channel.
The love that we know, that we had to run home and make sure we were there on time to watch the Zacks and the Codys, the Hannah Montanas. We made we were there. That's what you call love and dedication.
Yeah. But I feel like even like Disney movies have taught us, oh, if you feel butterflies in your stomach, you love
that's
the guy.
Love. Yeah.
So no, bro, you're just nervous.
Lust and love is always confused.
Yeah, and it's sad. Sometimes people be lusting for years as well, you know.
Like, some when you come out of the lust, that's when you deep that, okay, I was lusting. But then it could be them things. Sometimes love can turn into lust, and lust can turn into love. Do you get what I mean?
No, I'm not okay. In that situation. So, if I'm lusting you, that's it. Give me what I need and go home.
Okay, so let's give like
I'm
an
joking,
example.
I don't do that.
Let's give like an example, yeah. So, when you first... Let me just give my example. Fuck it. It is what it is. So, with my mans, when we first started dating, I just wanted... Not
lost.
Dating, but... When we first started talking,
seeing each other,
I just wanted the D. I just wanted the
see words. What I mean, man. Them antics, like
that's all. Like, cause it was like I've been through shit the previous
bro.
Year, fam, and I'm still going through it. So I was like, I didn't really wanna do.
I don't
anything.
Want you, as in,
I
don't
want
your
you
heart.
To love me.
I don't want to know your problems.
No, just give me
just
your
yeah,
and your is once in a while.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let me vent to you
type
of thing.
And then it was like, okay, cool. As it's going on, I'm like, okay, maybe I do want
maybe
something.
You're hitting it right. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, maybe. And then I was like, and then there was this one day where my guy was like, you're not my girl. You're not my girl. Wait, you're my girl, but you're not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's when it clicked. I was like, why the fuck? Am I not your girlfriend? What's the difference between a girl and a girlfriend?
Like, what are you doing?
Make it make sense.
What are you doing?
What is your logic?
Yeah.
Like, I was,
what's
mate,
going
I was
on?
Pissed. I was so pissed. I was like, how dare this nigga call me his girl, but not his girlfriend?
I remember that day.
Mate, I went into work. I spoke to my work aunties. My work aunties were like, he's not worth it leaving. Blah, blah, blah.
But you're not even with him. I remember I got the phone call. My girl's like, what does it mean
does it mean?
A guy says you're my girl but you're not my girl? I was like,
and then the next
I was
day,
like, hold on, let me wake up,
mate.
I was like, what
I
did
bailed,
he say now?
I bailed people because I was like,
I need an understanding
dumb,
of
or
this.
Am I stupid or am I okay?
Oh. You know when you're like, I just need an understanding,
mate, literally,
because he's either violating me or he thinks I'm stupid.
Yeah. Everyone that I spoke to, they were like, no, just speak to him. Maybe, you know? And I was like, okay.
Maybe, you know, maybe. Yeah.
And then only one person of our friendship group was like, what the fuck does that mean? And then she went and was like, no, just speak to him. I was like, fuck you too, mate.
Yeah. You just wanted someone to be angry with
you.
Yeah. It's not gonna happen, though.
I just wanted someone to be like, what does it mean?
I just feel like in our friendship, we're very realistic. So if you're coming and you want someone to be angry with you, the person needs to be full on wrong.
Literally,
if the person's not full on wrong, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you,
like,
as well?
Yeah. But then that's when the lust can turn into love.
Yeah.
And then you have the love that turns into lust. Another example,
Oh, we, I had that one.
We all know the angel that came to my door that I thought I was going to marry. And that God sent him to my door. He was there. I was, mate, another, Rhea got another text on that day. Oh my God, he's so cute. He said this to me.
Oh my God, he got, I got his number.
I got his number.
Oh my God, you want to see his WhatsApp? No.
Literally. Like, I thought I was mad over heels. I was like, I'm in love.
I've met the one.
I'm going to marry him. We're going to have kids. We're going to do this. And then eventually, it was.
I feel like that's when you started looking for baby.
Yeah, that's when I started,
you know what? That name that you want to name your son, I think I want to take it. I was like, sorry, what?
No,
but you can't take my unborn kid's
name. We made a deal, though. We made a deal at the end.
We didn't make a deal. No, you forced a deal upon me.
We said whoever has a boy first gets to have the name. So whoever pops out a kid first,
it's my name.
Whoever pops out a kid first gets to use the name.
But you have an advantage. You have a man.
Sorry, yo.
Wow.
Not my father. I am.
These people.
Anywho, back to the story. So I was like, yeah, love my life. I found baby names. I was head over heels. And then eventually, as the
going
time...
Going on work trips,
doing all nicey-nicey. I was going restaurants that I've never went before in my life. I was living my best life.
I was tempted to leave school and join you.
At least one of us stayed.
Because, mate,
that counts.
Crazy.
One of us had to stay.
Yeah, no, we had to.
One of us had to live her crazy life. That was me. And you had to stay.
I had to live through you.
Basically.
So, I'll just be like, oh, hey, so yes, what happened today? She'll be like, so how was... What's that? Same old. So what happened today?
Literally.
What happened? Let me know.
And it was like...
And then she'll be like, oh, my God. He held my hand. I'll be like, oh, my God.
Mate, remember the first... I remember this. The first time me and the person had sex, as soon as it finished, I sent her a number. That's it, remember? Because the body cam added.
So yes. I was like, wait, what happened?
So at least you just sent her a number.
And then I was like, oh, shit.
And then she was like, first she was like, wait, what? And then she was typing. I'm like, let me wait for her. She was like, shit. I was like, yeah. And she was like, bear in mind, the guy is right there.
Yeah, it was just... Nah, I don't think we cared, though. I'm not going to lie.
Because it was like... Because I thought he'd love
like,
my
I
life.
Feel like I tell guys, like, if I have been with you, my friends have been with you too. Not in that
not
way,
in
like,
that
you've,
way, but, yeah.
You've been with him, but
yeah.
You know what
you
we've
know
done.
What's going
exactly,
on.
Exactly, like...
So it's like mad.
Just putting it out there.
It's
if
actually,
you ever move to me, they know everything.
We know the way you moved. We know the way you smell. We know the way your room looks. We know the dick size. What? I'm telling them.
Not everyone.
We know the heights, the six pack, the non six packs.
The bare bellies. The non bare.
And the non bare.
Mate, I have a bare belly.
The ones from Stamina and the ones that do not. And the ones that last 5 seconds end it. Anywho, so yeah, like eventually it was like the
no,
mouth
you're
fading.
Rude for that. You're rude for that. No one asked you to do that. No one actually asked you to do that. I don't know. It's just okay. We have too many friends.
We
She's
actually
definitely
do.
Not talking
we
about
do
me.
Have too many friends. It's like, eventually, the love was still there, but it just transformed over to more, like, your bro.
Yeah. It's like, when I need the quick one, I'll hit you
yeah.
up and be
but
like,
but it wasn't like...
for it tonight.
Yeah. It wasn't like a whole, you know, I love you, you love me. No. Because it came to a certain time, like, we stopped talking for, like, a couple of months. We were like, okay, cool. It was like, after that month, when we started talking again, it's like... The love was there, but it was a different kind of love. It was more of a friendship love. And I didn't want to have sex with you because I loved you. I just wanted to have sex with you because I wanted dick.
Yeah. And it's like, we'd have, like, good conversation after.
Literally, or before. We were like, you know, it was just calm. It was nothing. That's how love can turn into lust and lust can turn into
love. No, see, I had that with my... this guy has owned this hut.
Literally.
No, literally, like, it started off with, like, proper love. Mm-hmm. Like,
like, head over here. Like, marriage,
yeah. Mm-hmm, planning the, like, destination.
Sis.
The dresses we're gonna wear.
Mate, we were looking for houses. Mm. And then next thing you know, hey, you home. Yeah, you home. Yeah. Mm. And then it just started, like, rah, I just care about this person. I don't wanna, you know, I'm not in love with the person, mm. but, like, I care about him to the point where if he asked if I'm down, I'd be like, yeah, I'm down. But even when I'm with him, I don't want to be with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I need to start talking to him about other guys so he knows mm. there's other people around me.
Mm.
And then when I started doing that, it's when I realized, hey,
what?
He started treating me like some next hoe. I was there like, no, when I say there's people around me,
mm.
there's literally only one other person. I'm mm. making it known, like, I'm speaking to someone. So, like, yes, we're doing this, but they're saying, you know, it's going to have to stop.
Yeah.
Because I'm speaking to someone. But because he was my ex and I mm. cared about him, I could never come out and tell him, like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, it was mad because, like, even my friends would be like, leave him alone. And then he knew himself, like, right, if your girls knew that I was here, would be mad.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, that's why we don't tell them where you are. Like, you know. But then it's them ones
even
there,
though we didn't get told straight after.
Exactly. The heck? But I was just there like, mm. So love can definitely turn into lust, like, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're there thinking, like, this is the person I want to spend my life with. The next thing you mm. know, he's just calling you, like, once or twice a month to just remember how it feels, like, bye-bye.
You know what scares me? I don't even think it scares me. It intrigues me.
Hey, big word. Spell it.
I don't know how to spell it, but it intrigues me. It's like when you see couples that have been together for, like, 75 years or 50 years, you're like, how?
Mm.
Explain to me how. Because I want to know. Like, don't, after a certain time. Amount of time, don't you get bored of seeing the same face?
No. You need to love them enough. And you need to find, you need to be an individual. And that's where I failed in my last I wasn't by myself. So I was with him way too much. And when he finally went, I was just like,
it was like a void.
I was like, what the fuck am I going
to
do?
So you kind of need to, like, have your own thing. So yeah. He does his own hobbies, you do your own hobbies, and then eventually you can't.
Yeah, but that's even the thing. Like, even gym, we would go gym together. If I say I'm walking in the park, he'll be like, I'm coming.
You know what? I'm going to start using that as an excuse. You want to come to gym? No, we need to have separate hobbies.
And then it's like, oh, I've been thinking, I want to go to cinemas. Okay, cool, I booked the tickets.
Mm.
So literally, it was like that. Was there was, like, yeah. There was no, oh.
No breathing space.
Yeah, basically.
It was a bit like, and it's smothering. Like,
I remember the first time I'd done something without him.
Mm. It felt weird.
No, he got angry.
Oh, mad.
Like, I remember this movie came up, but we were both thinking about going to watch it.
Mm.
But then I was just there like, you know what, like, lately, like, there was a day where he was supposed to see me, but he mm. went to see his boys. I have nothing against boys, don't get me wrong. Mm. Like, boys can be boys.
But if you make plans with me, stick with it.
Yeah, but that's the day you're supposed to see me.
Mm, and you know this.
And, like, I'm not that type. I'm not a lover girl. So I'm mm. obviously going to let you know, like, okay, cool, like, it's fine. When I say it's fine, just know, like, you've actually pissed me off.
Mm.
But I'm going to, like, let it go, yeah. type of thing. So I let it go. And then I was just like, you know what? Obviously, like, those are his friends. They were mm-hmm. there before me. So even if, like, my own friends called, I'm going there before anything. So
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. So I went to the cinema and I snapped the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, where are you? So I opened the message and I didn't reply. And then he was like, dot, 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 hello. And then he called me. I didn't answer. So now in his head, if she's not with me, she's with another guy.
Mm.
So, which was very untrue.
You know what? That's what's annoying. That's what annoys me. How do you not trust me enough to let me?
That's the thing, because he was by my hip every single time.
Yeah, but then you claim to want to do a you want to start a future with me, you want to do this, you want to do this. Honestly, truly, you cannot be in a relationship if you don't trust each other. There's 100%. No flipping point. Because you could go to the corner shop and literally just go to the corner shop. But my man is thinking you're going to the corner shop, linking next man, and then you're going to come back. It's always, you're never going to be secure within the relationship if you don't trust your person 100%.
And you know what's mad? When I didn't reply, it's because I was talking to like a family member.
Mm.
And then obviously my phone at that time, my phone was always on silent for whatever reason because of college.
Mm.
So I always had my phone on silent. There's no point of me
having
you know,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not on silent. So mm. when I got time and I called him back, he was like, "Why are you calling me now?" I was like, "Raw, I'm seeing a side of my man that I don't want to see."
Mm. Like I'm like, not liking what's wrong these with flags. You? Mm.
And then that's when he started coming up with the, I had a dream, you're kissing some neck.
You see, it wasn't a dream. It wasn't no blood clot dream.
A dream and it came true.
A dream, that dream didn't come true.
It did now.
You man's ain't together, so the fuck?
Yeah, but it did now. He had a dream of me kissing a man. He didn't say he had a dream we were together and I kissed a man.
Then I'm guessing that dream came true time ago because you must have been broken up full time.
Yeah, but this man was in, like, he had the characteristics down to the T of my friend.
Do you think he dreamed your future for you?
He might have.
Do you think? Do you think it was like, you know what?
I hope he could have told me the dream. I could really call him and ask him for the full story.
True.
Cause like now I wanna know. Cause I feel like I'm kissing that guy.
I'm intrigued too.
Like I feel like
now
I'm
feeling
that
like
guy.
He dreamt your future. Somehow, some way. He dreamt the moment happening.
Yeah, and now it's happening. And it keeps.
And
happening.
Now we need to know what the rest of the dream is.
Yeah.
And maybe all them dreams that I were having weren't of that
I
guy.
Were having,
that
yeah.
I was having wasn't of that guy. Just because I knew that name, my yeah. brain was just associating it to
I
that guy.
I don't know, man. Don't guess me. Calm down.
I'm trying to speculate. I'm trying to break down
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you break down in your head.
I'm trying to, you know, add some
shit. Because if you tell me, I'm going to start designing a wedding dress that ain't even
me. I'm designing a wedding dress for you. I'm yeah. designing my bridesmaid dress too.
I don't know, man. Like, I just, I've always sat there and I've always just been like, you know what, yeah. Like, I love... Like, I'm a lover of love. Like, mm. I love it. Mm. I might not know how to do it.
But I
love it. Like, I love people in love. Like, mm. it makes me so happy. Like,
it's sickening but cute at the same time.
Yeah, like, I just, you know, as much as I like drama and, like, I watch Love and Hip Hop and all of that,
mm.
I'm always for people. Like, I was so upset when Stevie and Jocelyn broke up.
No, that needed to happen.
No, it definitely need. I'm not saying it didn't need to happen, but I was upset because even the way they broke up, it was mad because I've been with you for all these years and I'm pregnant and you're asking me who the baby father is. Mm. That was so sad. Like, I genuinely felt sorry for her.
You felt her heartbreak.
Because I was just there like, oh my God, I can't imagine it. I'm with you and I love you and I tell you I'm pregnant just because you're not ready to have your 10th baby.
11th
baby. You're out here making me look like an idiot.
You know what I want, yeah? I want to sit with someone, with like a couple that's been together for like years and just hear their story.
I know some lady.
That's
actually.
It. I just want to hear. I just want to listen. I want to hear all the ups and downs. Because I know in them 57 years, it wasn't all amazing.
Nah, like my mum's Taylor.
Mm.
I asked her, like,
how long have you and your man been together? They've been together since she was 15 and he was 17.
Mad, that's time.
They got married when she was 19 and he was 21. So, obviously, they've been together for time. Mind you, now, she's going into her 80s.
Shit.
They're still married. Mm-mm. I asked her what the secret is. She said living apart.
Go away. My girls are
they don't live in the same house.
No.
He comes, like, they get excited for each other's visits.
It's because you miss each other. I wouldn't... Okay, let's... Take away the living apart. It's missing each other.
Yeah. So he lives in Manchester and she lives in London.
That's a trick.
Because one of their kids lives down there.
Mm.
So he lives there and she lives in London. And it's like, to her, it's like, when I miss him, I can call him.
Mm.
And like, he's been my best friend.
Mm.
And when we were growing up, we fought. Like, I feel like even in the African culture, though, you know, there's certain people, like, certain parents that I look at and I'm like, obviously, they're not having sex anymore. Mm. But it's because of the struggle that they went through.
Mm.
They can't imagine having another person with them,
mm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, certain people or African people that I see that have been together for such a long time, I'm just like, okay, it makes sense. They're definitely not having sex, but they can never imagine another person being there for them as this person did. Because I know a guy, right? He was with this lady for time, like for years, like secondary school sweethearts and whatnot. But she started going, like, she started losing her brain cells, like, started becoming nuts.
Yeah.
And it was like everyone around him was like, what are you still doing with her? Mm. What are you still doing with her? In his head, he's just there like, I know she's going through shit.
Yeah.
She's the mother of my kids. Yeah. That's number one.
Mm.
Number two, that woman held me down when nobody else did. Could.
Mm. That's my
she provided the money for me to come to London. And you really think
in your minds of minds
I'm going to leave her?
No, but
it's not going to happen.
But that's mad though. A love like that though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't sexually, you can see when people don't sexually, you know,
don't sexually
finish. Immense.
Uh-huh. Immense.
Comments.
Commence.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you know when they say let the war commence?
Communicate, sexually communicate.
Oh shit, yeah. Let's say that then. You know, like they're not on the sexual level anymore. But he looks at it as in like, I owe most of my wealth to her.
Mm.
I owe my kids' life to her. Like, and it's crazy, but it came to a point, obviously, because he realized, like, you know, he's their family, first of all. So whichever woman he decided to date needed to know she's never going anywhere.
Oh.
So they had the conversation and she's like, I'm not good for you.
Mm.
She let him know, like, I'm not good for you. Mm. I'm not there. One minute I'm there and one minute I'm not there.
Mm.
So she let him know, like, you know... My head is itchy, mate. I understand you love me, but you need to be loved as well.
Yeah.
I can't provide that for you. And obviously, he started dating, but every woman he dated, he just felt like he's very well off, by the way. So it's not them ones there where, you know, he has his little money.
Yeah.
It's not little. It's bank.
Racks and racks and racks.
Yeah. Like, it's literally...
Stacks.
Yeah, packed. So, in his head, he looked at every woman and then he was like, these people know who I am.
Mm.
And the fact that they know who I am, it kind of makes me feel like, you know, they might not, you know, come to me truthfully and, like me for who I am.
Mm.
They know that my ex is crazy and whatnot.
But that, you know, that's the mad thing, because even he ended up getting married to someone, but legally he's still married to her.
Oh, mad.
So any marriage that he'd done was a church marriage.
Yeah.
But everything.
So he's still legally married to her.
She told him they can have a divorce. He said no.
Oh. Oh, damn.
That's love.
So in Manchester, he lives with the other.
Those are two different people. You're confused.
I got confused.
You got confused. There were two different stories, though.
Oh my god. But imagine, though, me coming and saying, nah, babes, marry someone else is fine.
No, because these, I feel like when you have grown up with someone, you know who the person is. So it comes to a point where she, it came to a point where she felt like, rah, I'm stressing him. Like, I'm stressing him. He needs, he had, there was times when he had to leave work. Just boom, just leave work. Like, I have to go. She's about to cut herself. I have to go. She's about to drown herself. Like, he just needed to leave work all the time. And it came to a point where he doesn't want to take the kids away.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's kind of like, it's more like for your safety, the kids' safety, and just for everyone else.
Yeah.
So she selfishly let go of the man that she loves in order.
No, she still, the thing is, she still loves him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She just loves him. You know, just was like.
And it's mad because I always ask, like, his brain fascinates me. I can't. I love the way he thinks, you know. Because I always ask him, what does his wife think about it? Because he's like, she just needs to be understanding.
Because
it's mad. You can't. Okay, cool. I know for a fact. When his wife, his new wife, lives in abroad, innit? So this wife lives here.
Yeah.
He lives here. He lives with her.
Oh, yeah.
So they can, you know, co-parent.
And make more co-parenting babies.
Oh, no. Like, that's what I was thinking, because, like, she's doing rehab now. She's going to get better.
Yeah.
She's going to get on the right medication.
So what then?
He's not married to the other woman legally. That's what I'm saying. Because I know in his head, he's like, there's a chance of her getting better.
Does he even love this one?
The new one?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Call her Beatrice.
I think that's her name, you know.
Oh.
Let's call it anyway.
Let's call her Beatrice.
Yeah.
But then, that's mad though. So let's say, okay, so him, Kevin. Kevin and Beatrice. Yeah. And then the girl will call her Savannah, the other lady.
So that's a pen name though.
Savannah.
I'm taking that
don't
one.
Don't you
I'm
dare.
Taking that one.
Don't you dare.
You're evil. You're like, bitch.
No, but then if I was in his situation, yeah, and I truly didn't like Beatrice and I know that my heart is with Savannah, I'll go back. Cause legally I'm not married.
He's a public
to you anyway.
Figure.
You think I care? What's the public gonna do to me?
No. He's a public figure because he needs a wife in public. He's a very big public figure.
Okay, then you can be my show wife.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Okay, then, yeah.
That's exactly what she
is. That's it. That's all I need you for. So there's no point of you trying to come and I'll add attraction to it if you're just my show wife.
No. I don't even think they've done the deal.
Yeah. You're just there for show. My main wife, my main sweetie, my main honey.
There was times when I went to visit and then I just see them chilling like, I'm there thinking, my guy is married in two different countries. You know, you're just like, well done.
Do you think he has a third somewhere else? Maybe
no,
in China somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised. He travels a lot. Like, he's a traveling man. Like, so this is what I'm talking about. He had to, like, let's say he's gone to China. He went to China and then, oh, she's drowning herself. Has to get on a plane.
Get back? Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, he had to bring her sister so she can, you know, help out. And then it's like, I just feel that brings me to another thing, you know.
Yeah.
Bringing family from Africa. Yeah. Because it's not just mine. It's like, when he brought her, she was so grateful.
Mm.
Yeah. And then after a while, she demanded to get paid. Like, he's but the type of person. Exactly. He's the type of person, he's your weekly
allowance.
Yeah. And to me, her weekly allowance was my pay. So it. Exactly. So I'm just.
You're getting that per week and you're complaining.
Exactly. So then she was like, oh, you need to start paying me. He goes, what do you think your weekly allowance is?
Literally. What do you think that is for?
Because she deeped it. He gives his kids more money.
Yeah, but those are my kids.
Exactly.
They came from my loins.
Loins?
From my loins.
That's actually an ugly thing. Like, it gives me goosebumps. What type of word is that?
I don't know.
Don't say it again. Don't repeat it. No. It's like when someone says moist. Like, oh.
And then.
Oh!
You know the worst thing is when someone says moist and their mouth isn't moist.
Oh, their lips ain't moist. Oh my god, I'm not gonna lie.
You're rude.
I saw the most juiciest, sexiest lips the other day and I kissed them.
You're so dry. No, but do you ever feel like as soon as the person leaves, you automatically just miss them?
Yeah, I do.
Like, you're just there like, I cried this morning. Well, I cried when my man's left. I was like, no.
I always say, you forgot your sock.
Does it actually work?
No.
Maybe next time I actually hide the sock.
I can't take it off. I've tried.
Wait, doesn't he take off his sock?
No.
Hide some form of clothing so he stays longer. Don't listen to this bit. Skip it.
No, it's them ones there. What did I hide? I hid his car keys.
How did that work out?
I was just like, I don't know where they are. He's like, you're not even trying to help me find. I was like, no. He was like, you're not trying to help. I was like, no.
The thing is, there's so many hiding places in your room that you can hide stuff.
I just threw them behind the headboard, mate.
Like, literally, just get.
He's not gonna look there.
The key, or maybe next time, do two things in it so there's extra time looking.
He was actually, and then obviously I was just like, you know what, I'm sure we're gonna find them. Just one more movie and we'll find them, I promise.
All of them ones, you make them super, super. Mate, this boy, I realized his tricks after. My mans will make sure that I am super comfortable, even when I'm like,
they love doing that. You know, when you're like, you know, we like guys 6 foot and above, yeah.
Yes.
So it's like when you're literally like on their chest and they wrap themselves around you.
You just fit so perfectly.
You just fit there and you're just there like, oh my god, I feel like a little baby. And now it's like, you want to unwrap? No, you can't do
that. What this Negro used to make sure that I'm super comfortable to the point where I fall asleep in it. So if I'm asleep, I'm not gonna wake up until the next day. Then he'll be like, oh, sorry, did you want me to wake up? Did you want to go home?
Why are you doing this to me? And then it's like, let's say we're watching a movie, a movie will always be playing. Most times, like, if it's not good enough, we just, I sleep, so I'm just there, like, you have your background noise, and then you obviously, you're just there, and you're just like, and then you're there, like, you're sleeping, you're literally sleeping, and then when I wake up, and then I see them lips, and I'm just like, oh my god, they're so nice, so then I'm just like, hey. And then I look up and then he looks down and then we kiss and then it's just like,
it's just so amazing. It's like,
amazing.
Why,
like,
can't I just freeze this moment right here so it never leaves?
Why does the day go so fast? That's what upsets
That's what annoys me.
Me.
That's what used to annoy me. Let me rephrase that. That's what used to annoy me.
That's like, what annoys me.
I'll get there at like I'm basically doing a shift here, yeah? From and 9 to 9, I'm there.
But it goes so long.
But why does it feel like I've only been there from 8 to 9?
5 minutes, literally. Like, I think the last time I saw someone... like, time
was... calling them B&Ms.
What the fuck? Call your forehead B&Ms.
I saw the bag in it.
You're so silly. My girl said, let's call him B&M.
No, I saw the... I'm looking for things to call in it. And I just see the B&M's no face.
He has no name yet. He has no name yet. Because we don't know where.
Mystery man. That's what we're calling him.
Yeah.
So the mystery man.
Yeah, so then I'm just there, I'm comfortable, I'm very like comfortable, and every time he asks what the time is, I'm like,
why
it's still early.
Why are you caring?
Okay, cool. It's still early. So like the last time, I was just there like, yeah, it's still early. So we ordered food, we ate food. After ordering food, what's going on? Yeah. And then, you know, we were watching the movie. We finished watching the movie. And, like, the movie was all about madness.
Was it?
So I was just like, I want to be mad. I want to just, you know.
My girl said, I want to sexually communicate.
Yeah. I want to grab your face. That's what they were doing in the movie, innit? She's like... I was putting it out in my head. I was like, if I grab his face. I kept on looking at him. He looked at
me. Grab the face and start kissing it.
No. That's what was like. Because in his head, I think he was thinking, what the fuck is she doing? She keeps staring at me. Like, do something then.
Yeah.
Like, in his heart, he was there thinking, do something.
If you're bad, do something.
And then he went, are you okay? So when he asked, I'm like, I was like, hmm. I just pulled the face. I was just like, let's do this, right? Let us do this one because this movie has...
It has done things. What movie was it?
The one where the sister went to prison and then she came out.
How does that help me?
You've watched it, I swear. Tiffany Haddish. When she plays the sister.
When they're like, yeah.
There were some rough moments in that. I was just like, oh my God.
Flashbacks.
Literally. I was just there like, literally we're in the bed and like, we're cuddling. Mm. You know, we're watching the movie. Mm. And then he's like touching my waist. And I looked at him and I was just like.
This is the life.
I don't want this one to end right.
My girl said this, their life, and I'm living it.
Yeah, but in my head, I was just like, I really don't want this one to end. Like, I don't have time for it to end.
You see, that's when you were like, let me know.
And this is the thing, yeah. It's like, no phones, we don't allow phones. Mm-hmm. Phones are not allowed. We're watching something. And it's like, oh. Even if my phone's on do not disturb, like, it allows certain people to call me.
Mm.
So it's like, even when that was ringing, I was just like, let it ring, baby.
You know why it does that? They're on your favourites on contacts.
I know. I need to take all of you off.
Okay, don't.
Mainly take... you.
Wait, you can't even chat.
No. You purposefully know what day it is. No, you know what day it is because I told you. No, I don't.
It's like, no, it's because...
Like, that day when you called me back after I said, oh, no, don't call me because da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I didn't call you back.
No, you called me because you wanted to find something out. And then I called you after the fact because I was there like, in the fact, I ain't calling me.
Oh, well, I needed to know something. It was a matter of life and death. What was it that I needed to know?
I don't remember, but you needed to know something. It was about a present for someone.
That was important.
Yeah.
That was important.
Someone's present.
You can't even chat. You would call me all the time.
No, but you never told me when you were doing things. I tell you when I was doing things.
I'll just be like, yeah, by the way, me and it's gone. And
Jesus. Man, it came to the point where this girl would call us so much, my guy had to be like, leave us alone for a bit.
Yeah. He gave me the full, like, and I went to him, you know what? I would respect you so much, but here's the thing. I knew her before you knew her. So that's never going to happen.
It's come to a point where my guy's just accepted it.
Yeah. It's like when I call.
He just joins in nowadays.
Like, hey, so how are you doing?
Literally. How's it?
I'm like, oh, hi, so you're here too?
Yeah, let's talk about my issues.
Literally. I'm just like, let's just talk about my issues.
We literally have a three-way call.
Yeah, because it's just like, my friends come with me, mate.
Mate, it is what it is at this point, man. It's a package.
And you know what's crazy, yeah?
What?
Most times, like, when we tell the people that we're with or the guys that we're dating or seeing,
mm-hmm.
our friendship dynamic, they'll be like, nah, I wouldn't be friends with people like that.
Yeah. That's so true.
It's like, nah, man, bun her.
Yeah. Or,
nah, she's... What? Nah, you guys are still friends?
Mm.
It's like, mate... It's how once you build that sisterhood,
literally,
like,
it is what it is, fam. I'll come and cut your hair any day. Let's go.
Shit just, you know,
shit just hits the fan. Yeah, and then we're back.
It's like, you know what? You know how many meetings we've had?
Doing our panda roses basically every month.
Be like, you know you, yeah?
We've actually done so well this winter.
We've actually done so well. No, we've actually done so well.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, well done, guys. Well, you done, know yourselves. We had to do...
We've done so well.
There was a lot of, like, since, no, we've actually done so well. I feel like
since we
so
heard
well.
The good news that we heard you from the group chat, since that day when we made the new group chat, been calm.
I had to leave the old group chat.
Yeah.
Because there was so much demons in there.
Mate.
Forget the people in the group chat. It's just the group chat was a demon.
Yeah.
Deep how every single time someone popped up, your heart just...
Drops. But now every time...
Because it's like... What did we do now? Oh, where did they see us?
Who did we attack now? Exactly. Who did we offend?
I didn't touch no one's man. Leave me alone. It would be crazy.
It would actually be crazy.
Mm.
No, that's like another discussion for another time. Because yeah. Group chats are...
No. I think I have our old group chat.
I still have it.
Yeah.
I think I still have it after I got added back.
No, I didn't get ad back.
I
left it recently.
Oh, no, yeah. I left. Let's see. I went added back since. But I can still see, like, the old...
No, yeah, I'm talking about the old messages, isn't it? Talking about the old
the
messages.
The old, like, when you go through.
Yeah.
Give me this phone.
Wait, I'm trying to see certain things. Her child will fit in your shoes.
Wait, what? Who said that to you? Who's attacking me? Wait, I can't see.
You said to someone, yeah. We're not the same size. And then the person said, her and her child will fit into your shoes. And then someone said, bunch of fools. So who did you have an argument with that will fit into your shoes?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Wait, who would fit into my shoes? Oh, I know who would fit into my shoes. Oh no, this is crackhead behavior, fam. Absolute crackheadness. Oh Jesus.
Wow, rich auntie vibes. You wanna have kids? Buy me diapers.
Girl, come on. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up.
Goodbye. I wanna read this. Can you even talk?
What was the last one you said?
Good night.
No, but bye. We always conclude. So stay overall, safe. Guys, you know, love is a beautiful thing. And if you have love, you know, hold it with all your heart.
It's sad to be single.
Yeah, don't be single right now, man. We might be going into another lockdown. Have like a little friend, a little situationship, just a little someone to keep you warm in your double beds, you know, the double trouble. Anywho, guys, stay safe. COVID is still out there. Just because it's the year 2021 does not mean that COVID's not here.
No,
bear lurking. Have fun, not too much fun. Love, live life, last a bit.
And no, don't last. In 2021, if you're above the age of 22, like, don't be lost in. It's not cute. We don't want that shit.
Don't take her advice.
Some people are not ready to jump into relationships, so let them lust all they want to lust.
All right.
There we go.
Good night.
Good night.